One of the headlines from today's newspapers, Patrick Keilty's Late Late Showroom return as in jeopardy as RTE battles latest pay saga. Patrick Keilty, presenter of Late Show, is being placed in jeopardy by the latest pay controversy, and the national broadcaster has started contingency planning. Negotiations between Keilty and RTE are caught up in the delay to RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst's own pay rise. He's due a pay rise of over €20,000, bringing him up to €270,000. He has ruled that no one else in the organisation can earn more than him, including its stars. But we learned yesterday that €250,000 salary cap is being breached all over the place. Mr. Keilty's current three-year deal is at the top of the scale, €250,000 a year. He's expected to get an enhanced package if he renews his deal. But the latest pay scandal means there's little appetite in the government to fast-track his salary increase, even if that has consequences for the RTE schedule. This is following the latest saga and scandal over the pay of Derek Mooney, how he was classified, what he was classified as in terms of a producer rather than a presenter, and the fact that for the last 8 years... the RTE top 10 list of earners has been inaccurate and incorrect. Is there any excuse for this, given the last 3 years of scandal, overpay, Ryan Tuberty and the whole lot? Here we are again, a strong sense of deja vu. In a moment, we'll talk to a Kerry TD who was before the Oireachtas Committee and asking questions yesterday. But first, here is a little bit
I'm hugely concerned when Fine Gael. I heard your comment yesterday that this is the price of transparency. I really feel that you have no idea how the public feel of what is happening in RTE. Yes, we're looking for transparency. This committee is looking for transparency. The minister is looking for transparency. But the most important is the licence payer and the tax people that are paying their taxes. This is taxpayers' money we're speaking about. But what we're getting back in return is a drip feed. One scandal after another. And as sure as night follows day, that we will be back here in 6 months again, listening to other scandals, unless this is urgently addressed. Bearing in mind, in your very own words, that there's critical financial support of €750 million. I repeat that number, €750 million been given to RTE. Do you really feel that RTE is fit for purpose? And Kevin, I'm asking you this straight up. Do you think you are the right man to lead RTE forward? Kevin, that question needs to be asked. This July, you are 3 years in the job. And when I hear members of the board continually referring to historical issues, that your house is in order, and but you have to take responsibility for what is going on, and I feel that is not the case.
There you go. That's Brian Brennan, Fine Gael TD, asking questions and putting the questions to him about the mess that it's in. We're back in a deja vu situation. More questions about who gets paid what in RTE, and very little really in the way of clear answers, even from yesterday's multi-hour Oireachtas Committee hearing as to what is going on. Lots of questions as well about the pay arrangements for RTE Radio 1 presenter Oliver Callan, whose production company also presents a popular satirical radio programme, Callan's Kicks. The committee heard how the modern native is paid $150,000 a year to present his two-hour daily radio programme. But there was a query as well as to whether this fee included his work on Callan Kicks. Kevin Backhurst confirmed Mr. Callan was in receipt of a second payment for his work on his satirical programme, which was paid separately through his production company. In that case, Oliver is employing writers, producers, sound people. There's a whole crew that go into it actually to make the product that's delivered to RTE. I think that's important. However, he acknowledged the money given to Mr. Callan directly would likely propel him into the list of top 10 earning presenters. So there you go, that's another problem. And the issue as well of Sean Rocks, the partner, the former presenter of the arts programme Arena. On Monday, partner of the deceased RT Radio 1 entrepreneur Sean Rocks met Minister for Communications Patrick O'Donovan to express concern over the classification of his work in the broadcaster. Catherine Bailey, who was originally from Tralee, told Mr O'Donovan that Mr Rocks was primarily classified as a producer with the station, even though his role was as a presenter of the nightly arts programme. This has had major implications for her and her family since the death of her partner of 22 years. He presented Arena from 2009 until his death in July of last year, yet wasn't classified as presenter. That had serious pension implications for him and his family and his surviving family. Committee Chair Alan Kelly is to write to the RT Chair Terence O'Rourke over the treatment of Mr Rocks. I have to mention Sean Rocks. I spoke to his widow, Catherine Bailey, and I'm sorry, that's a horrendous situation in relation to that. Deputy Kelly, who claimed Miss Bailey was going to have to leave her home in July. So he was classified as a producer for 16 years, even though he was presenting a nightly arts programme on Radio 1. So that's just a little synopsis of what went on and the many questions that still exist for RT executives over how all of that was managed. Well, with me on the line is one TD from Kerry who was before the committee asking a question yesterday, and that is Fianna Fáil TD Michael Cahill. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, Michael, you're not a member of the committee, but you were allowed to be there to ask a question yesterday. You were talking about sports, but can I ask you, first of all, what's your assessment of the mess, as Alan Kelly called it, of the RTE pay situation?
It's bizarre, really, Johnny. I mean, it's not the first time that RTE have been in before the committee. And as Barry Linehan said yesterday evening on the news, they'll be in again shortly. As the deputy that was, you recorded there, said, it seems to be drip feed. Like it's obvious that there was a lot of hidden payments, and the way it's structured, it's unbelievable stuff, to be honest about it. And the fact that it is going on, and the director general is in place for 3 years, coming up, and they should have got to the bottom of this long ago, Jerry. And there is a huge outrage amongst the public in regards with the fact that it's going on and on and on and on. It's not acceptable. It's not good enough. It's bizarre, really. I don't know what more to say, but it's about time that
it seems like, and going back, notwithstanding what's happened in the last number of years and inaccuracies in the top 10 list, but it seems like whether it's paid through contractors, whether it's paid as staff, whether it's paid as a presenter or producer, it seems like a salary gets agreed and then it gets funneled through several different classifications to hide the true nature of it and to keep people on or off the top 10. That's what it looks like. I'm not saying that's what was done, but that seems what culture was inside there.
We're surely finding out as well, Jerry. Look, there's an onus on government to get to the bottom of this now as well. The fact that the taxpayer has subsidised RT, so I've no doubt that they'll be in again shortly, and I'd imagine, there'll be a lot of eyes on that programme and or that committee on the day and on the answers, because RT need to get their act in order at this stage. The whole country is watching this.
Okay, Michael, you asked a question yesterday. You want a dedicated sports channel, is that right, from RT?
Yeah, it's something, Jerry, that I raised previously, and I availed of the opportunity yesterday and to call again on RT to liaise with government and push for a dedicated Irish sports channel that would cater for our sports med population, as I said, and particularly our older people, who do not have access to streaming or channels or paywall, streaming channels or paywalls in order to watch their favourite sports. Not indeed can they afford to do so. I've previously put down parliamentary questions on this issue. I actually raised it as a councillor as well, Jerry, I felt that the answers I was being given previously, that it was not being given due consideration, so I availed of the opportunity yesterday. And the Director General responded, and he said that, in his opinion, in any way that sport, they were spending more on sport than ever before. He said he was not sure if it would be good value for money. He referenced Gaelic Games and rugby on RT2 a lot, and he kind of acknowledged, sport bringing people together, etc. However, I do believe myself that there is a large audience out there for an Irish sports TV channel, and I'm concerned for our older people. I'm my party's spokesperson for older people, along with tourism. And I believe that they're being given, and I said this yesterday, they're being given a raw deal, and a lot of them are up to date with the use of modern technology, and such as the use
a lot of them, will be wanting to watch Kerry and Donegal on Saturday, and that might not be available depending on if they have ability to get connected or not in relation to that. Do you believe that they will look at this, or is this something that will cost too much for the station, given the amount of money being given to RTE and the issues they're finding now?
Well, I think they should respond as well to what the public wants, and the TV license payer, and take into consideration that the taxpayer is providing a lot of the money that's paying their salaries and all their other hidden payments, as we're finding out. Look, we are a country that's mad into our sports, and we follow our sporting heroes all the time, and across all sports, I believe that the government and RTE should create, there's an lobby here, and I believe that our people should have access to watching especially our national sports, Gaelic football and hurling and indeed handball, etc. I believe the setting up of such a channel within RTE, it has not probably come to pass due to financial considerations and possibly competition laws, maybe. But like many households, to be fair, are paying out hundreds of euros annually to different companies, and some of them are from outside jurisdictions to watch their favorite sport. And I believe we should now be planning to provide this service with our own national provider,
right, Michael,
to ensure that the sports are covered.
That is done. Okay, let me ask you finally, you're looking as well for the EU presidency for Killarney. You're looking for summit meetings to be held from July to December 2026. The Killarney isn't just an afterthought. What do we understand about what will be happening, if anything, in Kerry, and what do you think should happen for Killarney, briefly?
First of all, it's in the programme for government to hold some events outside Dublin, and that's what I'm saying here, and I hope Killarney is given serious consideration during our term as hosting the presidency from July until December. And it's an opportunity, I suppose, to showcase our country, and in our case, Killarney, and especially our county. And it's an opportunity to showcase, for example, the Gap of Dunloe or Killarney Lakes or the Killarney National Park, the Ring of Kerry, Skerry Green, the list goes on, the Dingle Peninsula, your own town of Kinmare and surrounds. And, it's an opportunity, I suppose, to show our county, I suppose, on the European stage, I said before that Killarney has, delivered at the highest level, and we have the venues, we have the accommodation, we have the restaurants, we have the facilities, and they're of an international standard, and that's what's required here. And I believe it would be good, to be, I'm pushing for this with my tourism hat on, and Fianna Fáil spokesperson on tourism, and I think it would be great for Killarney. Killarney must be considered because, I know there's a lot of factors would creep in here, such as security. That's going to be a big one for obvious reasons. But I believe that, the EU delegations, it would give them a great opportunity to experience, the hospitality and culture and
Yeah, and everything that Killarney has to offer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Michael, we're going to going to have to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Fianna Fáil TD Michael Cahill, who asked a question for the Rattles Committee in RTE yesterday and also talking about the EU for Killarney EU presidency. If you have a view, get in touch. Up next, we're going to be talking about a call from the Kerry County Council to write to the Minister for Justice over victim impact statements.